were the coalition that helped get the last big reform over the finish line, which established both online voter registration and early voting. And you might remember that in the fall of 2016, which was the first time that early voting went into effect, approximately 1 million people in Massachusetts cast ballots during the early voting period, which just showed us what a hunger there is in Massachusetts to make voting more accessible and easier in our state.
So what's the latest proposal from the organization?
So the latest proposal, which we've actually been working on for several years, is to establish automatic voter registration. And this is something that 11 other states have. In fact, just last week, Governor Inslee in the state of Washington signed automatic voter registration into law. And it basically just turns the tables. When you go to certain state agencies now to register your vehicle or you go to MassHealth, you provide all the information that the Commonwealth needs in order to register you to vote. But that doesn't happen unless you ask. Once this proposal is passed, the tables turn and you will be registered unless you opt out. And as we've seen in several other states, this really increases voter registration. And of course, once you increase voter registration, you increase voting. And that's what makes for a healthy democracy.
And also, this would be, as I understand it, this would be able to track things like address changes and things like that, which can sometimes trip people up when they go to the polls if they've moved, correct?
Correct. I mean, as I said, we've been working for this proposal for years, but the news here, the new thing that's happened is Secretary of State Galvin hosted a press conference announcing his endorsement of the proposal, and that's one of the features that he highlighted, that it's going to make all the records more accurate and the making those records accurate more efficient as well.
And yet there are still some who could slip through the cracks here if, for example, you don't own a car and don't drive, right?
Well, the other agency that we're highlighting is MassHealth. So that's going to capture a lot of people. And I think these are the first steps. They're big ones. It would certainly increase. I mean, right now there are 700,000 eligible and yet unregistered voters in Massachusetts. And so this would make big headway in getting at least some of them registered. And it's not supposed to be the perfect system, but it is supposed to be a system. Automatic voter registration is supposed to be a way to capture a lot of people that have fallen through the cracks.
Is there evidence that once people register, they do indeed begin to participate in the process? Because I look at a city like Springfield, which has a high number of registered voters, but very low participation numbers.
Well, I think for us in particular here at MassPerg, the thing that we're most excited about is for those people who are going to the registry when they're, 17 or 18 or 19, when they're becoming drivers, there are many academic studies that show that if you register when you're 18 and you start your life as a voter, you stay a voter. And so while we think this is a great, this would be a great reform for all different kinds of constituencies, in particular for youth, if we can get you, at the beginning, we can keep you for life. And so we are really hoping that young people will translate from registrants into super voters.
Could all this be made moot by the outcome of the court case that's pending in Massachusetts that's challenging the constitutionality of the voter registration window?
No, not at all. I mean, these things, Election Day, if we do end up in Massachusetts with Election Day registration, which our coalition also supports, Election Day registration and automatic voter registration complement each other. They are not mutually exclusive. And so we want both. I mean, there's no telling what the court will do, but these are reforms that will work well together.
What happens to this proposal now? You mentioned that Secretary of State Bill Galvin has endorsed it. I know that his primary challenger, Josh Zakim, has endorsed it as well. But what happens to it now as far as going to the state legislature? Do you have sponsors in the House and Senate?
Oh, yes. We have over half the legislature, the House and the Senate, are co-sponsors of the bill. What happened this week, the bill was reported a few weeks ago out of the Election Laws Committee with a favorable report. But until this week, it was kind of in a netherworld. And what the secretary announced was that, you know, he helped move it along, and it's now officially in the House Ways and Means Committee with a new bill number. And I have to say, I took it as a very good sign and an extraordinary coincidence that the bill's new number is my work extension at my desk. The bill's new number is 4320, and that's the number that you dialed to get me at my desk here. So I'm not suspicious, but I'm taking that as an excellent sign for the bill's prospects.